This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
We'd like to welcome back Colin and Isabel to iRadio's group chat, the brains behind Crack on Travels, which is a group travel company bringing Irish people together to have the crack and see the world. And if this is people's first time hearing you guys, Colin and Isabel, what inspired you to set up Crack on Travels?
So we've been traveling for years. I've been traveling for, 10 years now, and Colin's been joining me for the last 5 of them. And we've seen firsthand, I guess, how much it can change people and how much good it can bring to your life. And then we kind of just noticed that there was this, I'd say, growing demand for community in Ireland. Like, there's a lot of loneliness. People are really looking to connect with other people. So we kind of thought, why not merge that and give people an opportunity to have these amazing experiences and grow themselves, but also to connect and create a community. And the best part is that people do connect and they stay friends when they go home. So it's really beautiful to watch.
It must be amazing for you as well, since you love what you do, for this to be your job. What have you learned about turning this passion that you have into like a successful business venture? Because that's what it's become.
Well, it's a lot more work than we expected originally. It's like more than we could have possibly thought. But we feel so lucky just to be in this position to create like such amazing trips and memories for people. It's really rewarding when you actually are doing the trip and you get to see how much these people are enjoying themselves. It's just we feel so lucky. But we definitely need to get better at scheduling a day off for ourselves, because right now we're not doing that.
Work-life balance. This is what we all need to get good at. I can imagine that with your type of business, you know, the days off are few and far between. But you definitely, now that you're chatting to me, you know, let this be the reminder, you need to book a day off for yourself for sure. But you know, like, group trips, there's something that I've seen a lot of through the years. And what makes Crack on Travels different to other types of group vacations?
So, I mean, not to be biased, but I really think it's the people. We are just so lucky with the people that we're attracting to these trips. Everyone has been absolutely incredible. Just like the kindest, funniest, like warmest people. That's been incredible. But I guess from our side, something unique that we like to bring to our trips is we try and put a bit of purpose into them as well. So on all of our trips, we have a give back program. So we have a charity that we partner with in each country, and we actually connect with those charities when we go there. So that's something special we'd like to add to them as well.
It's really nice that you get to give back while you're also on your holidays, spending all your money on yourself as well. It's great to give them to other organizations that would definitely need them. But one phenomenon I want to address, there's this big Instagram view of travel that can make it look very glossy and filtered and pretty. But like, as we know, there can be a real messiness side, you know, when you are traveling around. What is your process for captioning authentic travel content?
So this is actually really hard, because I actually feel like when you're having those really authentic moments, like all of our favorite travel moments really are the ones where you're sitting around and having street food, or they're the moments you're not recording. So we definitely struggle to capture those little moments, and we need to get better at it. But I think that's probably why so much of it feels a bit staged and glossy, because it's always when you think to take out your camera, you know.
I think that there is something beautiful about when you're traveling, stumbling across something you weren't expecting. I mean, when you go to, we'll say, London, for example, you know that there's the big tourist sites, but it's the little things that you see in between, the little cafes or the little shops or the people that you meet, that make it really special for sure. What if there's someone that is listening, thinking about, you know, going on solo travel trips, or thinking about joining a group travel group on their own? You know, it's obviously very daunting for sure. What would be your top pieces of advice for them?
I would say, as someone who has experienced that nervousness, like having gone on my first backpacking trip with Isabel in 2020, look, once you get there, like, you quickly realize how many other people are out there doing it alone as well. There is so many people out there. You don't hear from them because they're on the go. But it really does put you at ease when you see just how many people are also doing this kind of backpacking, traveling, solo traveling. And for me, that really made me, like, the minute I saw that, I realized, oh, like, I'm not unique here. Like, everyone else is going through this too. I can definitely do it. from like with our trips, like most people, I would say most people join solo, which we love because we love people taking that, like kind of taking the plunge. And it's great because with our group trips, like when they arrive, they don't feel as alone because everyone else is in the same boat. So we just think that's a lovely little kind of a lovely thing about our trips as well.
Have you gathered over your time of doing this together, but also, you know, separately from your years of traveling on your own? Do you have like travel essentials that you've come up with that you would recommend someone to ensure that they have a stress-free or a little stress trip? I know it's probably not possible to have a stress-free trip at times.
So we definitely have some that we are learning more about. So one thing that this has happened to us a few times where like a machine has eaten our cards. So having two or three different debit cards is so important, so you don't get stuck having to borrow money off someone. Something that's new is the universal travel adapters, and they have all the different regions in the world on them. And that's so handy because it means you don't have to carry loads of different types of plugs if you're going to loads of different regions. And also packing cubes. Packing cubes are absolutely a game changer. I actually don't know what I did before them.
Do you know what? I am actually the exact same. I started using packing cubes a little while ago, even just for like trips that I'm only going away for a night or two. And I honestly don't know what I did before that. Like, how did I fit everything in? Such an organizational hack. You've obviously got plenty of trips, I'm sure, planned on the cards over the next little while that you'll be bringing all of those packing cubes for. Do you have a sneak peek into what destinations might be on the way?
Yeah, so I suppose we can give a little bit of a sneak peek. So we recently launched a Japan trip, and we're happy to say that another one is coming along. We had a huge demand for it, so we're very excited to announce an upcoming Japan trip. That'll be on our social media soon. And we're very much looking into Latin America at the moment. We haven't met any trips at all for 2026 organized for Latin America, but there is, I would say, a good few coming.
Very exciting ones are coming.
So we're very excited
and
for
that.
And
more in Africa as well. We'll be going back to Uganda and hopefully some new Africa destinations too.
Yeah, 2026 is going to be a very exciting year for us. Like, we're buzzing.
Yeah,
it sounds like a watch this space kind of list, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see where these destinations, you know, everything about them, and I'll be keeping an eye on your page. But what has been the most memorable moment for Crack On Travels so far on a trip, or even just between yourselves organizing things? Is there one that stands out?
So it is hard. It's hard to pick just one, because honestly every trip has been just incredible so far. But like, honestly, if you had to pick, we recently did a Kilimanjaro trip, and it was just amazing. And I suppose it was so memorable because of just how big of a feat that is. Like, we brought 16 people all to Tanzania, and we all basically summited like the highest freestanding mountain in Africa. It's a huge feat, and it was so tough. And I think because you're spending 6 days, it's 6 days in total, you're spending so much time with these people, you get so close to them, and like, they were just an amazing group. And yeah, like, honestly, we'll never forget.
Very proud of ourselves and everyone who joined us.
Yeah.
What a trip. It's always been a goal of mine to do something like that. Maybe if you're ever doing that again, I'll keep an eye. Because, you know, I'd probably have to do a lot of training for that. But I have to say, still an incredible idea.
It'd be wild for we can face going back as well. So
exactly. Well, look, if people are listening this evening and want to find you online, where can they find you?
So we're on Instagram and TikTok at Crack On Travels, CRAIC. And then our website is crackontravels.com.
Colin Iswell from Crack On Travels, thank you so much, and the very best of luck with all of the planning for the trips, and excited to see what comes up in 2026 for you. I'll be watching that space.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.